sat on a sofa in a dressing room, in the stables, Milton Keynes. One of the top five venues in the UK, I hear, Monica.
Yeah, we're very chuffed, having been ranked fourth in the top 100 UK music venues, so I'm very chuffed.
Who beat you?
South Bank Centre, Sage Gateshead and the O2 Academy in Birmingham. They're all quite significantly bigger than us, so I take some comfort in that fact.
But I think they're going by the size of its heart and soul.
Yeah, I think so. And I think we're very little, but we pack a punch above our weight. So I'm very chuffed.
Speaking about packing a punch above your weight, a couple of years ago, there was an experiment, a pilot for a festival in Milton Keynes, the International Festival, or the IF Festival. Can you tell me a little bit about its origins and what's happening this year?
Yeah, we were invited to collaborate with some of the other arts organisations in the town to come up with ideas about how we could create more artistic infrastructure in the town and more artistic energy, because it's one of the fastest growing places in the UK, and it's really important that arts and culture kind of develop at the same pace as roads and infrastructure, doctor surgeries and so on. And it was our 40th anniversary at the stable, so I came up with the concept of doing a festival. And I thought we could do a 10-day festival, chuck lots of things in, see what worked, see what didn't work, and then take it from there. And so we did a pilot festival in July 2010, 10 days, and we had 90,000 people pitch up for it. And it was deemed to be a really good success, so we were asked to do it all again. And here we are 2 years later doing it all again.
And I remember 2 years ago you dropped me an email and tweet saying, check out all this stuff that's going on, come and have a look. And fortunately, I was out of the country or elsewhere at the time, and I was gutted to have missed it, especially when I heard about all the people that turned up. You know, here's you not actually expecting it to be quite so popular. And I guess it's because of that that you've been lumbered. You've been assigned the mission to kind of continue this onward. What kind of people came? Who came?
Well, it was extraordinary. We had obviously we had a lot of local people. About 60% of the audience were sort of local, but 40% were not local. They came from all over the UK. They came from Europe. We had people from Australia. We had people from New Zealand. We had people from Finland, North America. I had one guy who pitched up and found me out. Somebody, he said, where's the festival director? I want to talk to them. And he came and found me, and he said, I just wanted to say, you know, we're doing the festival circuit in the UK, and we came across your little website, and we thought we'd just have a go, and it's just tremendous. We fell out of the railway station, fell straight into Architects of Air inflatable thing, went to the hotel, checked in, got something to eat, came up to the park, now we're going to the Spiegel tent, and then we're seeing the late night theatre show, and then we're out of here tomorrow morning. And he was, I think he was from Minnesota. You know, it was random. So it's the power of the internet, really, I think, in the sense that there is no kind of physical or geographical boundary. And if people are in the UK, particularly in 2012, as we're coming up to the Olympics, there are going to be a lot of international visitors. And if they happen to be here the week before, they're more than welcome to pitch up to our 10 amazing days this year.
What kind of attractions did people enjoy 2 years ago, and how similar is that this year?
Well, I suppose we have a core to the festival. The beating heart of the festival is the Spiegel tent, which is a beautiful Belgian mirrored tent. A tent doesn't do it any justification, really. It's all beautifully carved. Mirror is very exotic, and it's home to, you know, comedy, music, cabaret, the sort of stuff that makes you feel good. And let's face it, we all could do with some cheering up at the moment. And that really sits on Festival Central in Camel Park. And people said after 2010, can we keep the Spiegel tent? Please bring it back. So we're bringing back exactly the same Spiegel tent. It was the first thing I booked when I knew we were going to do this again. And it will have different artists. All the artists in the Spiegel tent are different from the ones in 2010. And then we will have a whole festival infrastructure around that. We will have similar structures in the sense that we're going to have amazing outdoor spectacles. In particular, the opening weekend, we have 3 days of La Compagnie Carabosse, which are French fire alchemists. They, before they come to us, are going to do an installation on Stonehenge. So they're going to come from one of the oldest civilizations in the UK to one of the newest. And they're going to create a new fire gardens in Campbell Park. It will take you probably an hour or so to wander around. You can sit, you can chill if it's a nice warm night. Every time I've seen it, it's been chucking it down with rain, but actually it doesn't matter because it's fire, it keeps you warm.
You've got a challenge around this as well, haven't you? Because very few people are able to capture really stunning images around what is just an incredible nighttime sight. So you're kind of hoping that there'll be photographers that come along so that you can capture this for prosperity and maybe even push it on?
I mean, absolutely. One of the most difficult things that we've had is finding really good images of it. I've seen it, you know, several times, and it is stunningly beautiful. But actually getting good photographs that you can then pass on to others to sort of say, come and see it, is really difficult. So if we can do that and help their next outing, as it were, that would be fantastic. And we've got Jeremy Deller's bouncy Stonehenge coming on the opening day of the festival, which is a huge life-size inflatable of Stonehenge, which is another nice link with the fact that Carabosse are coming from Stonehenge. So they're bringing Stonehenge with them, and we're going to put that it will pop up in a part of Milton Keynes that you would not expect a Turner Prize winning artist to pop up. It's going to be in Fishermead, which is a couple of minutes walk from Xscape, and it will be there for one day only on the opening day of the festival. So lots of surprise stuff, lots of very large scale events, stuff that will make you think, stuff that will make you cry, stuff that will set a debate going about certain things as well, and hopefully it will get all those different, touch lots and lots of different types of people. So it doesn't matter whether it's a free event that you experience or it's one of the, you know, the paid for events. Hopefully there will be ways that you can engage with the festival.
And that engagement, I guess, can be shared online in the normal places as well. What's the hashtag for the festival?
It's IFMKFest.
And where can people go to find out more information? And ultimately, a lot of the festival's free, isn't it? But if they did want to buy some tickets, where do they go?
Yeah, there's about 65% is free. But the tickets are all available online. Our website address is www.ifmiltonkeynes.org.
And some of the tickets I saw were £2.
Yeah.
So you're not asking for a massive amount of money. I don't want to put people off, but I will also be one of the attractions, I hope. You've invited me to be a part of the Spiegel tent, which now, yeah, I've seen it.
Well, we're doing this event called the Cabaret of Ideas, which is really about trying to get people to have conversations with other people. It's going to be a coffee morning, kind of grab a great cup of coffee and a donut and meet people that you would never in a million years imagine yourself meeting, and spend 10-20 minutes chatting to them. And it will be a lucky dip. It's a bit like speed dating, really, around the Spiegel tent. And you might find yourself talking to, you know, a transatlantic cruise ship pilot or what do you call them? Captain. That's, yeah, the word.
If your boat's flying, yeah, you've got problems.
Or yourself, or a Nordic skier. You know, who knows?
Fantastic. I'm so looking forward to it. Thank you so much. The work, I guess, has already begun for you. When did it start?
2 years ago.
When does it end?
Probably around about summer next year, and then we start again.
Well, thanks so much for the invitation, and I'm really hoping that I can try and capture and share some of the stories that come out of these days. So please check it out, the URL one more time.
www.ifmiltonkeynes.org.